doing?
I'm going to buy myself a toy. I worked very, very hard, and I think I deserve a toy.
A toy?
A toy.
Ain't a pumpkin.
A toy?
A toy.
Ain't a pumpkin. Now I'm the king of the swingers, ooh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I want to be a man cub, and stroll right into town. And be just like the other men. I'm tired of moping around. Oh.
Ready to rock the house just like this.
Oh. Gentlemen, gentlemen, please, gentlemen, please. We are about to do a job in Italy, and I would like to introduce you all to each other. First, Bill Bailey. He'll be my number two. Now, you all know Bill. He's just done 3 years in Parkhurst. He's as honest as the day is long, and you can trust him. Second, the getaway. This will be done in 3 Mini Coopers, and they will be driven by Chris, Tony, and Dominic.
Hello, champ.
Oh. All right.
My cockatash wish.
Sing it, baby.
I couldn't ask for another.
The Music Maker. 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 The Music Maker.
Six shots or only five? To tell you the truth, I forgot myself in all this excitement.
the bin is, this is the 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and it could blow your head clean off. You have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky?
I'm wasting your time.
Well, do you? Punk?
I'm wasting your time. I'm wasting your time.
Really?
I'm wasting your time. Goodbye, Mr. Rutledge.
The fact of life. Hipness is it really hip.
I imagine they were pretty well fixed.
Hipness is it's a fact of life.
I imagine they were pretty well fixed.
Really hip.
I imagine they were pretty well fixed. I imagine they were pretty well fixed. I imagine they were pretty well fixed. I imagine they were pretty well fixed.
Hipness is not a state of mind, it's a fact of life.
Hipness, as the gentleman said, is a fact of life. That's Wilbur Wilberforce doing, well, how would you describe that? Bit of applause for Wilbur. 30 minutes, 17 seconds of stuff, but excellent stuff throughout, and already emails coming in about it. Chris Cartwright says, what was that you were playing just now with the scratching and film and TV samples? It was Wilbur Wilberforce, and we'll get him to do some more before the year is out too, I think, because that was really very good indeed. And an email here from Mike Zagorski, and he says, any chance of a random tune for my friends that are graduating in the next few weeks in Aberdeen? Something by BT, i.e. Brian Transcy, from either ESCM or IMA album. This is Mike Sikorsky writing from Honolulu, Hawaii. And I have no idea what you're talking about, Mike. I've never heard of these people. But if I had, I would certainly play one for your mates in Aberdeen. Right, I'm sure they would equally appreciate this from a Connerline. Ounces and ounces of solid goodness. Well, there you go. That's a Connor line, An Ounces of Solid Goodness, and it's from a single, really. It's not an EP, because there's only one track on each side, but it's called As the Duck Bit Back Part 2, Caretaker on one side and a Connor line, as you heard, on the other. And there's also a 7-inch single called Breakfast of Champions and No Message Attached, which I'll play you sometime, but I think Lamo's been playing that one as well. That's a Connor line, and let's see, one or two emails about the Truck Festival that I mentioned earlier on. One, for example, from Klaus, saying, having difficulty finding info on the Oxford Truck Festival on the internet, so can you read out the address of a site? And I can, actually, because they've been in touch with me, and you want to get in touch at www.truckrecords, all one word, .com. It's as simple as that, www.truckrecords.com. And Jane in Wolverhampton wanted some blues, so here's tonight's Pigs Big 78.
Unsuccessful Blues by Sam Lightning Hopkins.
Boy, you know, I went down to my boss man's house. That's where everybody was getting paid. You know, my wife's been out there and taking a fall in this world that I've made. You know, I turned around and went back home with my mouth all poked out. She even had nerve enough to run up the door asking Lightning, what is this bull corn all about? And I told her, can't be successful. Darling, no matter how I try. Lord, I can't be successful. Baby, no matter how I try. Yes, but I believe I'll get lucky one day, long before I die. Yes, you know, every time I look at that woman, she's looking at me looking curious. You know I would break at her, but she's built up kind of like Joe Louis. I can't be successful. Lord, no matter how I try. Yes, but I hope I'll get a love, yeah, love. One day before I die.
Well, thanks to Tom Roach in Atlanta, Georgia, for that. Pigs Big 78 from tonight, that's Sam Lightning Hopkins on Gold Star Records of Houston, Unsuccessful Blues. And there's actually another Sam Lightning Hopkins 78 that Tom gave us, which we'll get round to, no doubt, in a few weeks' time, The Pig and I. The Pig and I are whistling, and that's not right. Anyway, where are we now? This is Luciano on Scorpio Records, Long Story.
Time is right for us to settle this score. By the hands of the enemy, and still generations are living in jeopardy. Society pays no regard for the hard-working class. If it wasn't for the grace of God, the old nation would be lost. Gave us back food to eat and so brought them places to sleep.
That was Nice New Order Boys, and that's called Crystal. Before that, it was Luciano on Scorpio Records, pre-release called Long Story. Marianne, if you'd like to approach one of our guest mics, either guest mic one or guest mic two, and tell us where you got your, in the programme. You were impressed with Wilbur's stuff, weren't you?
Oh, it was magic.
Yeah. It's a quality act, yes.
It really is, yeah. Superb. And, of course, the girls were rocking in here.
They were, weren't they? Yeah. Yes.
I wonder if they were caught on the webcam. I'd like to think so.
What have you got in your programme tonight, anyway?
Phil Alexander's coming in, and as is traditional, and he's got some very exciting news about the new Deftones album that he's going to impart. And we also have the singer from Dog Fashion Disco on the programme, talking about the band who he would lie under a bus for, you know, Under the Influence feature. So, and, you know, just wall-to-wall cracking rock tunes, basically.
Right, OK. Standard fair, in other words.
Yeah, pretty much.
OK. That's Marianne Hobbs after the news at 12 midnight. An email here from Alberto Carlos de Carvalho in Rio, Brazil. And he remembers me playing the first Lindisfarne record on the radio back in 1971. He says, still a good programme, so thanks very much, Alberto, and I'm glad you can hear it now. And as also, I think, either myself or Andy Kershaw, I'm not quite sure who was the first to play a record by the Bundu Boys, but it was one or other of us, and we don't really care as long as the records were played. And there's a compilation of virtually everything, that, in fact, everything that they recorded, I think, in Zimbabwe at the Shed Studios in Harare. It's a double CD called The Shed Sessions on Sadza Records, and it's sad to note that of the nine people who were at one time or another Bundu Boys, five have died since, I think mainly from AIDS-related illnesses, and so it's a melancholy testimony in that sort of way, a testament to them, but at the same time the music on there is magnificent, as you will hear over the next few weeks, a reminder of how the Bundu Boys were. They once opened for Madonna at Wembley Stadium, people forget that. Thank you. Sad reminder, joyous music from the Bundu Boys on Sudza Records, from the LP double CD set, actually, the Shed Sessions, and that's Une Shue Hare, I guess, and there'll be more selections. In fact, I should probably play most of the tracks from this double CD over the next few months. But time now for another track from the forthcoming LP from the Strokes. This one's Trying Your Luck. There you have the Strokes, track from the forthcoming LP. Sounds pretty good to me, I must say. And they're going to be doing something live for this programme from our Maid of Vale studios, although are we quite sure when it is? Do we know when it is? But sometime before the end of the year, Strokes Live at Maid of Vale. And, of course, as usual, some kind of exciting competition so that you possibly could come along and witness that. Cause for concern. This is called Detox. Industry Records, an EP called Out of Town. Hit me. cause for concern, this is, and Detox on Industry Records, the EP Out of Town. One or two emails to deal with here. One from Rez Manzouri. I'm afraid Wilbur's stuff not available on record, Rez. Is it something that we could have put on the website so people could download it, or would that be too complicated? Can we do that? We'll look into that, because there seems to be considerable interest in Wilbur's work. An email here from Paul Scom, C-O-S-C-O-N-E. He says it should have been seen, but the local paper made a typo and it's stuck. Isn't that awful? Anyway, he says, I, along with my friends Bobby Mushroom, they've all got damn stupid names, really, Bobby Mushroom, Dr. Zayas and Mrs. Bitterscene, are putting the Windmills' new album out soon on Matinee on tomorrow at the Bitterscene Night at the Basement in Chelmsford, Essex. Band's on between 9.30 and 10.30, and his dodgy DJing until midnight. Something to do tomorrow night in Chelmsford. And one here from Smiley, and it says, what's the song title and group, whatever, of the song played 10 minutes ago with the words, what's going on, Mekon and M-E-K-O-N? That was must have been Mekon and Roxanne Shanté, which again was part of Wilbur Wilberforce's contribution to tonight's programme. Email from Ben in Harrogate saying, what can I say? Thanks for playing selected tracks from The Strokes. More, please. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there aren't more in tomorrow night's programme. And this is The Rapture, a track called The Jam, actually. And it's on Sub Pop Records from an LP called Out of the Races and Onto the Tracks, The Rapture, and the track was called The Jam. And to get your limber for Mary Ann's programme in about 2 minutes' time, this is Scrotum Grinder. They're moving into the vacant house just down the road from you. Scrotum Grinder, and that's from an LP called The Greatest Sonic Abomination Ever on Prank Records. Tomorrow, it's Preston School of Industry. Thanks for listening tonight.
Radio 1.
And now at 12 midnight, it's Lynn Pooley.
Slobodan Milosevic has made a defiant first appearance in court.
Radio 1 News Main Speed.
Engelse les. Nou, ik hoop dat je daar iets van opgestoken hebt. Nou, binnenkort krijgen we les 3 en 4. Dit was les 1 en 2 dus. Als afsluiter hebben we nog... Er is een afsluiter voor vandaag en dat is een ander formaat. Dat is 10 inch, wel 33 toeren, dat dan weer wel. Het is een prachtige hoes met, daar staat op, Slask. En handgeschreven 23, heel duidelijk en onderstreept. Dat staat ook op de plaat zelf. Het is een plaat van Poolse afkomst. En alles staat er in het Pools. Dus ik begrijp er helemaal niks van. Widawcza Polski Nagrania. Warschau, dat begrijp ik wel. Udluga 5. Dlugo Grajacza Obrotov na minute. Ik weet niet. Alles staat dus in het Pools. Behalve dan de titels op de plaat. Die staan dan in het Frans. Wat heel verwarrend is. Want daardoor is het heel moeilijk te achterhalen soms. Wat kant A is. Maar ik denk dat Charlotte hetzelfde is als Carlique. Ja, nou, dus we gaan nu kant 1 daarvan luisteren. En dat begint met Ensemble National Populaire de Chant et de Danse.